It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien, and this one is titled Ready or Not, and it's a comedy horror mystery, Matt.
Black comedy for sure, Doug. And as you know, with black comedies, it's a very fine line. It's a delicate thing to pull off, to try to make something funny that's so dark and so violent. I think basically the directors Tyler Gillette and Matt Bettinelli-Olpin have pulled that off. I did like this reasonably well. It's a very short film. It's 91 minutes. I would liken it to The Most Dangerous Game meets Rosemary's Baby meets And Then There Were None, if that is a fair description. So Samara Weaving, Australian actress who looks bizarrely like Margot Robbie. I thought when I first saw the trailer, it was Margot Robbie. They are both Australian. They look like they could be twins. It is just stunningly, not creepy, but stunningly bizarre how alike they look. She plays new bride who marries into a wealthy family of game designers. They've made their money through board games and games and things like this, and their fortune goes back to a great-grandfather who met a mysterious man once and sort of made kind of a deal with him to be rich and famous. But in kind of a twist on Faust, he made a deal with this man he met, and certain things had to be followed, certain traditions. Well, one of the traditions, Doug, is when someone marries into the family, they have to play a game on wedding night, and it's done through drawing a card, and Samara Weaving draws hide and seek. And that's where the hijinks and games begin. What happens from there on, you're going to have to go see it. But it's a quick film. It moves fast. There's a lot of gore, a lot of violence. It's not quite as funny as I think it probably could have been. So sometimes it's riding that line of what kind of a film are they trying to make? Is it dark comedy? Is it a commentary on rich people being strange, which it is, with Samara Weaving as the new in-law who thinks this is really strange that this has to happen on her wedding night, and things get much more strange once she finds out what the game really is. She's very good in the title role. She's engaging. She's funny. Andie MacDowell plays her new mother-in-law. We haven't seen her in a while. Adam Brody is in this film as her new brother-in-law. And, you know, what does her husband think about this? What does her husband think of this crazy game they're about to play? You'll have to go see. But generally, I liked it. Some of the other in-laws who've already married into the family, they're interesting characters as well, because you're wondering, what do they know about this? When they got married, what games did they have to play? And clearly, they survived whatever games they had to play, because there they are. So that becomes an interesting sidelight of the film as well. But some good scary moments inside the mansion, outside the mansion, as Samara Weaving tries to figure out what's going on, tries to survive the night, you know, tries to figure out what crazy family have I married into that is going on. So it's made pretty good money at the box office. Generally good reviews by the critics, a few bad ones here and there. It's not going to be an Oscar contender or anything like that, but I will say, if they're looking for their next hot Australian actress, hot in the words hot, I mean, you know, big star, the next big thing, Samara Weaving might be it. She's got kind of that Margot Robbie look to her. She's funny, kind of engaging, and she kind of carries the movie off.
Okay, but if I go to this movie, it's comedy, horror, mystery, mm-hmm. the horror part. Am I going to be looking at the floor a lot?
Here's what I would say, Doug. When the violence comes, it's quick. It is. I mean, there's tension in the film.
So I won't have time to look at the
floor. You won't have time to look at the floor. You'll be like, what did I just see with that? So that's what I would say. I would say it's not horribly gory. I will say the last 20 minutes get pretty crazy. You'll be a little bit surprised, I think, at how this ends up. You know, is the curse on the family real? Is the deal that the great-grandfather made with this man years and years ago actually a real thing, or is it complete nonsense?
Well, how much does Samara Weaving want to get married to?
Right.
I guess
you're going to have to find out. But
question.
It's still in theaters, so if you're looking for a quick film that has some laughs and some dark humor, this is probably the one.
All right. Well, I've got an Academy Award question this week that really doesn't relate to this movie or anything.
Okay.
It's just an interesting piece of history. The first person to win Oscars for directing, writing, and best picture.
In the same year.
In the same year.
Leo McCarey, Going My Way, 1944.
That's not the answer I got. I got Billy Wilder in 1961 for The Apartment.
Directing, writing, and what picture? And Best Picture.
Yes.
Oh, yes, because McCary was not the producer on that film. Yes, it is Billy Wilder for The Apartment.
And Billy Wilder also won two other Oscars for his work.
He won a directing Oscar for The Lost Weekend, and he won a couple screenplay Oscars for Lost Weekend and Sunset Boulevard.
And in 1988, he got what?
Did he get a Thalberg or an honorary Oscar?
He did.
Probably the Thalberg, yeah.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.